So, Aston Villa in search of a new manager. Remy Gard, the bookies' favourite. Let's go and talk to Ron Atkinson, former manager at Villa, of course, and West Bromwich Albion. Ron, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Franksy.
How do you assess what's happened at Aston Villa?
Well, it's the name of the game, isn't it? You know, they are in a desperate position. You know, there was a bit of a honeymoon period last year when they did quite well at the end and got to a cup final. But this year, the results haven't, you know, there's been a lot of changes there, particularly in playing personnel. You know, they're in debt. Let's not kid ourselves. Everybody would know they're in big trouble. And in that sort of situation, it's inevitable that in this day and age, it's the manager that carries the can.
Lost 15 of 23 Premier League games, Tim Sherwood. As you mentioned, got to a cup final. But the playing squad, Delph has gone, Benteke has gone. Cleverley, who was influential towards the end of the season, chose to go to Everton rather than stay with Villa, his loan spell having finished. And Ron Villar, of course, gone. Four key players. They've spent 45 to 50 million, Ron, but on what?
Well, it certainly doesn't look as if all the new players have gelled at this moment in time. And what would concern you a little bit is how much that they would know and how much they would realise what the Premiership's all about.
What about the recruitment? Because most people are saying that, you know, and you got mixed messages from Tim Sherwood. One minute he's saying he's happy with the players that are brought in. The next minute he's saying he didn't sign all the players. I think it's pretty clear that he didn't, isn't it?
Honestly and truthfully, don't know. I've always maintained that whoever's in charge puts the name to whatever players come into the camp. Now, I know that there are different ways at the moment of recruitment. My own personal take on it has always been that the professional in charge of the football side of it is ultimately responsible for the recruitment.
But it's a lot of players, and how many of them are up to it? He never picked the same team, so finding the best 11 is a key. But when you look at their position now, and the fact they've got Tottenham away and Man City at home next before Everton away at the end of the month, it's pretty precarious. And they've been flirting with relegation for 4 or 5 years now, Ron.
Yeah, I think, it's not precarious, it's desperate. I mean, at this moment in time, particularly when you mention those fixtures coming up, you start to look at it and think, all right, if you're going to change players, if you're going to bring new players in, you can't do that till January. It could well be too late then.
If they were to spend big in January, I mean, how much would that cost Randy Lerner? He's paid off five managers in just over 5 years. That must have cost 15 to 20 million.
Well, They certainly. I don't think they would be able to spend big in the transfer market, because if they're in that situation come the next window, you know what top players are going to want to come there. If they're going to do anything, A, they've got to try and get more out of what they've already got, and B, they might have to bring in a few people just for a specific job, and that job is survival.
I mean, Sam Allardyce, a lot of people say, would have been a perfect fit because you know what you're going to get with Big Sam.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sam's had a lot of experience with that. I mean, there's one going about now. I mean, it looks very much as if it's going to be the French lad's going to take the job, Remy Gard. But for me, the obvious candidates, people available, I'd have gone for Nigel Pearson. You know, you look at him, you look at he knows the course and distance. He's been well experienced, and he did a phenomenal job in getting Leicester out of problems last season. You know, he knows the players, he knows who's about, he knows how to get out of it. Because there is a technique to it. And at this moment in time, you wonder about a new manager coming in, particularly a foreign manager who, you know, has got a good reputation at Lyon and places like that. You just wonder whether his style of management would be enough to sort of lift. Because it's survival. They've got to play. They can't come in and expect to play like the Arsenal or somebody like that. But they've got to come in and dig. And they've got to fight and compete and scrap from now till the end of the season and scramble their way to safety if they can.
Yeah, how many players at the club can do that? How many can you rely on? I mean, Remy Gard, known to Tom Fox, of course, and Arsene Wenger and Houllier, because he was assistant to Houllier at Lyon, worked under Wenger as a player at Arsenal. So the Arsenal connection seems to be fitting, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, he could have had the Newcastle job, couldn't he, apparently, earlier?
Yeah.
My only concern would be, if he was taking over a side that were a top six side, might be a little bit of icing on the cake. But I think they want somebody that knows how, all right, to use a different phrase, that can battle and can be in the trenches and dig it out and scramble and play ugly but play ugly and productive. I mean, they're not going to sign world class players in. I don't care who it is if they're bottom of the league. What they might need is players that have been in that situation and know how to fight, and it's a scramble.
What about football knowledge on the board? Because there's not a huge amount of that, Ron.
Has there ever been?
well, no, but that's a problem, isn't it?
I know what you're saying. You know, I mean, you know, that's the way the game's gone, hasn't it? You know, with people making decisions on players that maybe haven't been in that same scenario themselves or anything like.
No, and you've got an owner that wanted to sell and isn't there.
Well, in all fairness, he has over the years invested quite a lot of money in the club. He's probably looked at it and thought, well, what am I getting back for this? It'd be ironic if this was the year when they were going to get plenty back that they wouldn't be part and parcel of it.